Time for our daily tech and business report. Today, we're joined by Bloomberg's Jeff Green. CVS Health CEO announced today she's stepping down, signaling a change in the era of women heading pharmacy chains. So this as the industry saw an increase in diversity over recent years, with three women leading several big U.S. pharmacy companies. So, Jeff, first, let's start off with why Karen Lynch is stepping down.
Yeah, CVS has been under a lot of pressure to, basically improve their profits. They have been changing their profit forecasts. There's a hedge fund involved now. So there's been a lot of pressure on the company to do better. And this seemed to be the company picking a new direction.
This is a business decision, not necessarily backpedaling on increased diversity.
Yeah, I mean, that is one of the points in the story that I have out today that you're kind of making, is that you come to a point where there's also a business aspect to this. And maybe it's, sometimes women are just in a position where they fail at the job, just like a man fails at the job, or the company decides that they need a different person in the job, regardless of the gender of the person. However, this does have, those implications, because there still are so few women running S&P 500 companies.
Does this then come into play when they select a successor?
Probably not, because they already named the successor and it's a man. Mm. And they picked somebody who they felt, based on the reporting, was in the right business, sort of had the right business acumen to do what they needed to do to bring the company back to where it needed to go. And that is usually how the decisions are at least communicated. There is data that suggests women have shorter tenure and are more likely to be forced out in general. So there is a more general reality that it's still harder for a female CEO to stay in the job.
What was happening over at Walgreens and Rite Aid?
Yeah, I mean, it's very similar. There were business struggles that were not necessarily the fault of either of these women. They kind of inherited some situations that were already troubled. And there was a sense, in the case of Rite Aid, they declared bankruptcy after she had departed. But they were in a trajectory. And with Walgreens, at the time, some of the analysts suggested maybe the company was going in the right direction, but the impact on profits wasn't being communicated as clearly. There's always situations that when a CEO is replaced that, you can say justify, regardless of gender or the company wanting to make a change. It's just when you step back and look at the long-term trajectory, you do see women having shorter tenures and a higher likelihood that they're forced out. Individual cases may not be the best indication of it, but when you look at it over the long run, over hundreds of instances, that does seem to be what's happening.
When a company isn't doing well, that's a tough position to step into, and some are going to wonder whether these women were set up to fail.
Well, they each had a couple years at least. It wasn't as if they came in when the company was about to die, but they did come in at an interesting time. They came in just before the COVID vaccines were starting to roll out. So, and in fact, when COVID vaccines rolled out, U.S. pharmacies, all of those companies were run by women. All the big three were run by women at that time. And that is there is that thought that sometimes women are brought in when there are trouble, but that is something I've looked at closely, and I really don't see that. I don't see women are being brought in when companies are ready to fail. Like, statistically, I went and looked at every female CEO who was appointed and looked at the situation in which they were brought in, and it did not seem to be that common. So I think it's more a case of they have less opportunity to fix, is what the status suggests. They may not be brought in when there's trouble, but once trouble comes, or if there is trouble, they don't get as much time as a man before they're replaced.
That is Bloomberg's Jeff Green. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 here on KCBS. And for more, tune into Bloomberg Technology Weekdays. It comes at you at 8 a.m.